Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Ari Priakos is my guest today. He's written a book called I Alone, Mastering Life's Seven Principles. Got some very interesting things to say to ex-offenders. You want to be sure and stick around for that. And we're going to talk with Ari right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Love to hear from you. Mathers Rodney at yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Drop me a line. Everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is Aristides Priakos, and he is the author of a book called I Alone, Mastering Life's Seven Principles. And hello, Ari, how you doing?
Hey, Rodney, good morning to you, my friend, and thank you. You got my name right. It's kind of funny because I laugh with my friends. They go, is that Greek? And I go, no, it's Irish. And I go,
really?
They said, no, they go, well, I go, they go, it is, it's Irish? I go, no. Greek Aristides Priakos, but
well, of course it like is. I fell for it too.
That's too funny. So you're in one of my favorite neck of the woods in Houston, Texas. I got family over there and dear friends. There's a big Greek church over there too. Annunciation, I think it is.
Annunciation Orthodox.
Yeah, that's a big Greek community over there. Gosh, yeah. The Houstonians.
Just a short story. I used to. In my former life, I was a football coach and I coached soccer.
And, I read that. That's right. Cool.
We used to play Annunciation Orthodox all the time in soccer. And
Is that right? No
yeah,
kidding.
I coached middle school, and we always had a hard time finding schools to play soccer. But those guys were ready. They were always They always wanted to play. Okay, can you tell us a little bit about your background? Just tell us a little bit about where you're coming from, so we'll get this all set up that way. Tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me on the show, Ron. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much for what you're doing and helping out and serving others. I mean, well, I think the programs like this is just a great platform to share stories, because that's what we all have. My story is kind of profound because I was an investment banker for many years. I spent 27 years in California. I made, you know, insane amounts of money, and I led a life that I shouldn't have been leading. You know, the old sex, drugs, and rock and roll kind of thing out in California got me in a little bit of trouble. You know, when you're making a lot of money like that, you do stupid things, you know, unfortunately. And hopefully we can all learn from our mistakes. And from that, you know, I was doing stand-up comedy in the evenings. I was doing investment banking. I did some spots on television. I was on the movies of the week. So between all of that, you know, you're surrounded by some very bad influence, and that's what's very bad reference points. And that's where I came up with the first book that I did. It was called The Reference Point. And it's a gauge of basically of where we're at with our lives, where we've been, the damage that we have in the past, where it's sex abuse, drug abuse, being incarcerated, whether it's kind of verbal abuse. I mean, abuse is abuse. With rape victims that I talked to, women who have been tortured and beaten, men who have been incarcerated. I was there for a very, very brief time. Don't get me wrong. I didn't have any stint like some of the listeners or yourself had. But, you know, I got in trouble with cocaine and had that kind of addiction, leading a very bad life, making a lot of money. Then, of course, when you lose everything, you look at that reference point as a gauge and say, what the heck did I just do? Yeah. What have I done with my life? And that's exactly the point where, you know, you get into to Beverly Hills prison, they put you in Bungalow 9, you know, in Beverly Hills. Yeah. I kind of laugh at it today. But going through that, the program over there for the, diversion program. I couldn't think of the word for it. 12 weeks going over there and listening to people and addicts and so forth. And I had a very dear friend of mine who was a CHP, a California Highway Patrol, motorcycle cop, very, very dear friend of mine, and he was in alcohol. He was in AA, and I used to go to some of the meetings with him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it doesn't matter what walk of life you come from. We sometimes we're getting stuck. We have bad reference points of what we're doing. And what do we do to shift this? So I want to give your listeners and the audience today some fantastic nuggets that I draw from my book when I'm doing seminars, when I'm working with people. I work with athletes, coaches, whatever, for leadership to give them a little pearls of wisdom from what I've been through in this journey for the last 20 years of my life. And when I talk to thousands and thousands of people all over the world, tens of thousands, I want to give them and instill victory into them. I want to give them, I want to change their mindset. Because, you know, Ronnie, people are, you know, we're humans. We make mistakes. But people want instant gratification, don't they?
Of course.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing about this is what's the mindset? What's the shift that we can do right now? So I'm gonna give some actual visual tools. You know, I've got a great face for radio, so, you know, and radio is the perfect visual medium, as you know, because you got to use your imagination, you got to use your mind. And that's where I'm coming from with this is the mindset that we have to have.
Before you go down you go down that road, let me just throw a couple of questions in here real quick. I want to talk a little bit about this first book. You talk about our you know, propensity to make decisions on flawed, what you call reference points, and therefore the decisions seem to be maybe not so good. So what are you talking about when you talk about reference points? What do we mean by that?
Well, the reference point is a gauge of where you can look at where your life is going. The decisions that you made 2 and 3 years ago or 4 years ago will affect your life today. The decisions you make today are indeed that reference point that you have. And I'm going to give the visual of a boomerang. It's called the boomerang effect, and it's actually probably going to be the title of my next book. But the reference point that you have right now of where you're at in your life, the decisions that you make are going to affect yourself and others in the future. So whatever damage that someone has, and we've all had damage before, whether it's a bad relationship, a horrible marriage, a codependency problem, we come from three different attachments. And those three attachments, and a reference point of this thing, from an emotional, psychological level, because the psyche, it's a Greek word, psychology, comes from, you know, spirit, belief, and logia, which is the Greek word for a study of something. So that's where the psychology comes from of it. But the reference point is your gauge. It is your boomerang. And if you take a picture of a boomerang, Rodney, and with the tips down, the very bottom left tip, that's your gauge of where your life is at right now. That's a reference point. And I look at this boomerang, and very strong visual for somebody to see. Everyone knows what a boomerang looks like, right? So if you use that reference point, and the very top of that is your routine, your day-to-day activity. I call it the DG, your daily grind. And your daily grind is something that you, the patterns that you fall into. And a lot of people fall into very bad patterns. They have very, very bad reference points. I'm going to elaborate that in a minute over here. And then the right tip, the bottom right part of the boomerang, is basically that's your result or your reward. So you have the bottom left, is your what you do every day to get your day started. Up on the very top, if that routine changes, if it doesn't change and you're doing the same thing over and over again, your reference point has never changed, you're not doing anything different, what is the result going to be? What is your reward? Now, rewards are only, you know, profits, like for a business, those are results. They're always a result. That's never a profit, it's never a reward. Unless you're doing it for yourself and being selfish, then it's, you know, for yourself. But if that routine doesn't change at all, your reward is not going to change. So the decisions that we made in the past, you know, obviously affect us today. That's the reference point. The reference point is also, and I want to be real clear on this too, because as a public figure and as someone in your position over here of getting the word out, we have a little bit of controversy. We talk about controversial things. It is our job to go ahead and bring forth news, events, and things that happen in our past, things that are going on right now currently. I think what we're doing right now with our children is absolutely disastrous. We're giving them very poor reference points. And let me give you an example. We are number one in the world, in incarcerated prisoners. We're in per capita. We're number one in the world in sugar consumption. We're number one in the world in pornography. We're number one in the world in obesity, bad diet habits. We're number one in the world, tied with England, actually, for television viewing watching. You asked a six-year-old, many six-year-olds were asked, would they rather spend time watching television or would you rather spend time with your father? 54% of them, Rodney, preferred television than spending time with their father. So I could go on and on about this, but my thing is the gauge that we have and what we're doing with our children right now and our loved ones and our families, it's disaster. It's a catastrophe. It's a train wreck waiting to happen. And I hate seeing it, what we're doing. There's a lot of junk on television right now, and you're feeding your brain. And this is where it's going into the psychology of it. Because garbage in, garbage out. If you're not feeding your brain good food and good stuff, your subconscious is a dummy. It really is. It doesn't know whether you're joking or if you're being serious. You can program and train your brain for whatever outcome you want possible. So when I'm working with people, I want to get to the reference point. It's like an onion. You're peeling away the onion to get to the nucleus. That's part of the From that, I came up with the seven principles that I live my life by. And that's to make great decisions, number one.
This is what your new book is about, correct?
Yeah, but it's the reference point kind of sways into that, right?
Okay, we're going to talk about that in just a second.
Yeah.
But real quickly, I was just curious, and I think our listeners are probably curious about how you came to a point from your problem with cocaine to going in to decide to write these books and to try to help people. How did that come about?
Well, that's a great question. It was a process. Number one, I got involved in a company in network marketing. I could say kind of like saved my life. I don't even want to reach out and see if they gave me the olive branch over there and the piece that I needed in my internal mechanism. But I had enough. I looked at myself in the mirror one day. I had lost everything. I didn't have a leg to stand on. I didn't have a dime, not because all the money was going to drugs, but because I just was doing really stupid things. I was sitting on a boat in Marina Del Rey, California, having a conversation, and we're talking about the gauges that we have in our lives. And I said, yeah, it's kind of like an interesting reference point we have, isn't it? And that's where I got the idea from 30-something years ago, and I just didn't write the book until a couple of years. That came out in 2013, I think it was. But I just got to the point where I had enough, Rodney. I did not want to live my life like that anymore, and I just was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then someone introduced me to the very first book that I read was As a Man Thinketh, Network Marketing, for good brain food. And I just changed, by James Allen, changed my entire perspective of things. It's a great book. I don't know if you've read it or not, but insist that people get that one. Of course, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I started just taking all of that. And then I started studying Jim Rohn and John Maxwell and Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar. These were all of my mentors, Tony Robbins, everything that I could get in and soak in. I was a sponge. And then something interesting happened, Rodney, with me is that I found out that I could go and talk to other people about this, just like you are, and reaching out to them. And then I found out that people want immediate gratification. They go, what can you do to fix this junk in my life now? Mm-hmm. And I came up with some certain techniques that I have on my own that I do in public. When I speak in public, I'll do a lot of interventions with people right on the spot and change their mindset immediately.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll pick it up there in just a second. We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers.
Sure.
On The Journey of Hope. Hey, everybody. A while back, we had the idea of bringing my granddaughters, the twin 4-year-old girls, and my niece, who is 6 or 7, I believe, into my studio and record them singing some children's songs, and it's turned out really well. They've got all their stuff on iTunes, Amazon, all your favorite download sites. Google Play is another one if you've got the Android thing going. So check them out. They're called the Twirly Whirly Girls. If you've got little ones around the house, these are great little tunes for your little ones to learn the ABCs, to sing along with. It's the Twirly Whirly Girls. iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Spotify, all your favorite download sites. Go check them out. Welcome back. We're talking with Aristides Priakos.
It's Greek to me, right?
Priakos?
Aristides Priakos, yes.
Priakos.
My brother, Roddy, my brother's kind of funny. He goes, it's Priakos, common spelling. So I chuckle with it.
It spells like it sounds. Now, in your new book, you talk about the result of our decisions and so forth, I believe, and one of the things you talk about is this idea of positivity and negativity and making decisions based on, you know, being negative all the time. And I'm just wondering, and I'm sure the listeners would like to know too, how do you rid yourself of negativity? And you have to remember that the listeners to this podcast, when we talk about negativity, we're not just talking about a sour attitude. We're talking about people that are consistently told no at a job interview, that are losing their housing, that are living with severe money problems and so forth. So how do you rid yourself of the negativity? And we'd like to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, there's negativity. First of all, let's be real clear on this. Negativity is the darkest and most, it's the darkest, invisible, and most powerful, one of the most powerful forces in the universe is negativity. Your mind's ability to change it immediately, that's the greatest asset that you have. And you can't do it. Negativity is a basis part of what your memories. I look at something like this and I go, well, you'll never succeed. And I'm going to get to the emotional kill cycle in a second. I'm going to talk about that. It's in this next book, and it's called The Emotional Kill Cycle. I developed this for people with negativity or who are surrounded by it. Have you ever been around a group of people, and I know the listeners have done this, and they will hear, maybe they know friends like this. Maybe they are like this, that they don't like the environment. They hate their boss. They hate their job. They can't stand the people they work with. They're area. No, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows someone
like that. We all know somebody like that.
Absolutely. And sometimes you get stuck in that and they sit around the water cooler talk.
I think we all catch ourselves doing it from time to time.
Absolutely.
Know?
And it's horrible. It's a pattern. If you recognize that pattern, you have to break it immediately, because those are people in a group that hate things. Those are people in a group that hate things. So you have to shift your focus to be in a group of people that like things, that like the boss, that like the environment. That's one part of negativity, is remove yourself. You know, change your friends or change your friends. You know, change your friends to your way of thinking, or you get rid of them. You just get a new group of friends. It's that simple. So if you're surrounded by negativity, again, the boomerang effect, what you throw out, you're going to get it back. Everything comes down to on memories, because what we do in our lives, Rodney, how we act, how we interact, socialize together, how we gather together as a people, how we parent, the way we behave, everything we do, and our mindset and our mood is set by what we know to the past. That's part of that reference point of our past. So how we react to any given situation, whether it's painful or pleasurable, those are the lasting impressions of what happened in our past and the things that you can set forward in the future. Here's the emotional kill cycle. It starts out like this. I call them the negative Nellies. They're out there. We all know them. The negative Nelly, and you're talking about people who are surrounded by negativity and so forth. Here's the first thing. Someone will say, I've got a great idea. And you say, who do you share it with? Your friends and family. And what are your friends and family? They're probably your greatest enemies when it comes to starting a new business, having an idea. They go, that will never work.
Right.
Well, really? I haven't even started yet. You won't succeed. You're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough. You don't have the qualifications. I'll say, okay, here's what you train your brain. Someone says to you, you're not smart enough. Well, what if I am? Well, you don't have the qualifications. Well, what if I do? But that won't work. Well, what if it does? But you're not smart enough to do that. Well, what if I am? You know, I just throw it back, and I change my mindset to get rid of that evil, dark force. Because if I can train my subconscious, and again, it goes back to that. Your subconscious is a dummy. It's going to do whatever you tell it to do. If you're going to dwell on stupid stuff, guess what? You're going to dwell on stupid stuff for a long time. You're going to think about junk in your life. You're going to think about all the stupid people you have in your life that are negative. They're not going to give you any ounce of faith or credence or credibility. So it goes along with that idea. You see what I'm saying? That pattern has to break.
Right.
The
okay.
second part of the... Go
all
ahead.
Right. Go ahead.
No, the second part. The second part of the emotion. Here's what happens, the psychology of it all, and what your subconscious does. This is how you get tricked. Some will go around, well, yeah, I guess you're right. That's a stupid idea. What was I thinking? They buy into it. You're buying into someone else's story, and you're not living your own journey. That's called, that part of the negative, the kill cycle, is basically the reaffirmation of someone being negative over there. See, I told you that was a stupid idea. What were you thinking? I told you it wasn't going to work. What a stupid idea. Or I knew you were going to fail. And here's what the negative person does, Rodney. They turn themselves into the I told you so's. That's at the bottom of the barrel over there. They go, see, I told you. Then what's happened next is very interesting. The negative Nelly will actually pat themselves on the back for predicting the future of someone else. they get pleasure from that.
Right.
And the next thing they do, guess what, is they look for more negative junk. They look for the next negative. Well,
of
your
course.
Broke Uncle Willie's broke for a reason. Don't ask broke Uncle Willie what
exactly.
he thinks. Guess what? He already thinks.
Exactly.
Well, I don't want to do what my I don't want to do that because I don't know what my friends will think. Who cares what your friends think? I'm going to give you a clue. Your friends, they already think.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Ari, we're very close on time here. This is all really good stuff. Now I'm a little confused with the second book. Is that out now?
It is out. It's on Amazon. You can go to masterofseven.com. You can spell it out, seven, S-E-V-E-N, or letters number seven. It doesn't matter. Masterofseven.com. It's on Amazon. It's on the Kindle. No, it's actually, be honest with you, I put it out deliberately. It's free on Nook. So if anybody has a Nook.
I saw that. I did see that. Yeah, I do remember that.
Or on Smashwords. If you want to go to Smashwords and download as an EPUB or a file, a PDF, it's free.
And first book, I Alone.
First book, that's the reference point is the first one. The second book is I Alone. Mastering Life, Seven Principles. It's a practical guide to help someone lead an ideal life. And the seven principles, these are the master you've got. I'm going to come clean. You're never going to master these principles because the master is always the student. You may get good at them and I'm great at them because they're my principles, and I share them with others, but you'll never master them.
Very quickly, give us a couple of them. Just real quick, we got about 30 seconds. Give us a couple of those principles.
All right, make great decisions. I show in the book actually how you can predict your own future. Be better tomorrow than you were today.
Like it.
All right, that's the second one. This is the big one. Always be of the highest of integrity is number three. Number four, you've got to remove everything negative in your life. I show people, I give you the tools to do that. Perfect. You have to love yourself first. That's another one of the seven principles. And then the last one, and probably the greatest, that you cannot do without doing the other six well, is serving others.
Good
you
stuff.
Act like you're doing.
Good stuff. Aristides Priakos is my guest today.
My man.
And we really appreciate you being here on the Journey of Hope. I will drop you a line when we post this. I want to encourage everybody to take a look at Ari's books. And remember, he's got the free one out there on the Nook. So you want to be sure and check that out as well.
Also,
Ari, thank you. Ari,
there,
we're really out of time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're out of time. Ari, please, please think about maybe coming back and we can talk about some of these things. We're going to take a real quick break. Thank you, Ari, for being here today.
Thank
My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. We have got a great list of guests coming up in the next, actually, couple of months here on the Journey of Hope. We're booking into the fall now, so a lot of people want to be on the show, even though they know it's a small audience. But I also want to tell you that if you know someone who would benefit from the advice that's given and the information that's given on this podcast, please point them in this direction. You can now get an app for you Apple people at the App Store, and for you Android people at Google Play. The app is called Podbean. That is the internet host of this program. The app is free, of course, and it makes it much easier to listen to the show. So you can share that with people that might benefit from the podcast as well. Also, I want to let you know that if you know someone who would be a benefit to the show by presenting their advice on the program or their success story even, please point them in my direction, because I've booked guests from your suggestions before, and I'll continue to do that. And you can always catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. If you know somebody, let me know. Well, that's all we have for this week. I want to thank my special guest, Ari Priakos. And I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.